I just would like to say that you guys have made 50 episodes. You have made love to yourselves 50 sweet times and made many people laugh. That reminds me of my friend Andy. Oh, how Andy loved to laugh. I would just like to say happy 50th. You motherfuckers.
The following podcast features topics discussed by geeks or under the supervision of nerds. Accordingly, Geek Life and its producers must insist that no one attempt to recreate or reenact any of the topics or bad impressions performed on this show.
Thank you, Morgan Freeman, for that wonderful call.
I think that was Freeman Morgan.
You motherfucker.
You motherfuckers.
What's up, guys? It is 50! We made it to the big 5-0!
I'm 50!
Not 50 years, not 50 months.
Yeah.
But 50 episodes.
50 motherfucking episodes in your face!
We did 50 episodes in practically 52 weeks.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
And I mean, in the midst of like all the COVID stuff and all that too, like we kept up with it.
Yeah, man.
Honestly,
I never thought we would have made it to 50.
Dude, like we first started doing it.
Fuck episode 8, man.
Yeah. We first started doing it and I didn't think we were going to go that long either, but I think this is for all of us. I think it's just like it's like freedom. It's like a therapy.
It's a guy's night, dude. Yeah. It's a guy's night. We get to just riff and.
We rarely wear pants and you know.
really the podcast is an excuse for us to hang out because we usually either I'm usually here before Justin and then he stays after I leave, so it's kind of like
a little bit
that's usually how it goes.
And that's pretty funny, man. But yeah, I never thought, you know, a year later, 50 in, people are actually listening to it.
Yeah.
We have a few listeners.
Yep.
We've definitely grown since episode 1.
We're a little older. We're a little wiser.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. I'm not going to lie. I went back and listened to episode 1, man. Our sound quality was shit.
We had like some fucking vibrato on
there. Yeah, dude.
It was like, fuck face.
It sounded like we were on old-time radio.
Oh, my God.
Brought to you by Sloppy's Tobacco.
A little bit of YouTube. Yeah. Googling on how to like fucking fix that. And, yep. You know, just a little bit of setup issues and
well, being unemployed for a while helped, I think.
Well, our sound quality improved, but our show did not.
No, we went down.
No way. I think we're fucking funny now.
Yeah.
If I do say so myself.
Well, I mean, we pretty much do this to make each other laugh.
Yeah, so. Pretty much that's it. Like I said, it's just us hanging out.
There's an added bonus that any listener at home gets anything out of this.
Really, we're just recording us hanging out. Yeah. And this is the conversations we literally have when there's no microphones around.
And we do appreciate the dick pics, but you know, maybe just
stop.
You know, just pace them out a little more.
Matt only appreciates them when you're going to buy something.
He's like, I don't care. Send me one. Whatever.
Are you going to buy this shit? I don't care.
Do you want the turtle or not? Nice dick.
I said nice fucking dick.
Nice fucking turtle head. Are you going to buy a fucking turtle guy?
I'm not going to be rude. I'm going to tell him it's got a nice hog and I'm going to move on.
Oh my God, dude.
Where did this come from?
I give you a discount based on inches.
Oh, no, you don't. That's good.
You got to fucking wow me.
Wow.
I need that wow factor.
Wow. What is that, Krang's arm?
Is that a wad of meat? What, a hamburger
he needs to give you that fucking Owen Wilson. Wow.
It looks like you were making hamburgers and just smushed it.
It looks like a fucking baby. So
in an bubbles. Apple. Yeah.
Oh, are you man. A tripod?
Yeah. I haven't heard a good... A good reference on that from a while.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've done that.
Is that tomato gold?
Oh, my God. Man. So you want to see who else called in? Want to see?
Yeah. You got another one on there?
Yeah.
Let's see who else is.
Hey there, all you scumbags over there at the Geek Life HQ. I'm going to come over there and stab you in your fucking neck. But seriously, I want to wish you a very happy 50th episode. Congratulations. Keep doing what you're doing. You go ahead. Go watch Home Alone. Go do everything that... You shut the fuck up, Marv.
Wow, I think the thing that I take away from that is that he's just aged so gracefully.
Oh, thank you, Joe Pesci, for the call-in.
That was nice.
That was nice.
I
was appreciating
it. I didn't think he liked us.
I always appreciate his threats of stabbing us.
I know. Huh. Always reminds me of Goodfellas, and that guy's a good fella.
He is, man. That's one of probably one of my favorite mob movies is Goodfellas.
That's
man.
A great mob movie. Oh, yeah. We'll have to do an episode on mob movies. If I can learn how to say mob movie.
Mob blah blah.
Gotta make a movie on the mob.
I feel like I'm just like, that's a good blah.
You wanna know, like, you wanna know who's never been in a mob movie? Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson.
You know, he endorsed a couple podcasts ago, a couple episodes ago. He endorsed one of the episodes, I heard.
Mel Gibson.
That's how we lost our Jewish listeners.
Dude, just speaking of Mel Gibson, dude, did you watch the trailer?
I did.
Oh, yeah, dude, yeah. That fucking movie, I want to watch it, dude.
It looks pretty good.
Fucking
right?
Mel like Gibson when, is like fucking Santa, and he's like, he's got the gun, and he's like, you wouldn't be imagine how many people have tried.
Reminds me of Hobo with a Shotgun.
Dude, he's like, yeah, he's just a bitter, angry Santa.
He's doing his best Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah.
What the fuck, kid?
That's a piece of shit.
And Walter Goggins is a fucking guy trying to kill him.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, this movie's going to be great.
Yeah, it's better than Tomb Raider already.
It is.
The trailer alone is better than that hour.
I like Walter
movie.
Goggins as an
he's
actor.
Great, dude.
But
he's
yeah,
great.
I hated Tomb Raider.
Downtown Anderson in Major League 3.
He even does right? that show with the unicorn where he's it's a kind of like a family comedy and his wife dies. It's actually not a bad TV
well,
show either.
Dude, he was in Sons of Anarchy too. Yeah.
Justified, right?
Principles.
Yeah, oh my god,
dude, that was
dude,
a great one.
Principal, he's a fucking good dude. Was it Kenny Powers, isn't that too?
Yeah,
yep,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Another great Kenny Powers.
And he's also in The Righteous Gemstones. They just aged him up.
Okay, oh, nice. That makes sense.
Dude, yeah, but in Sons of Anarchy, he plays that transvestite.
He always dresses, plays the weirdest.
He dresses
fucking
up like a woman and shit, dude. He's fucking actually pretty.
He
dude,
does.
As a
he
woman.
Does some interesting stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's
he's not afraid to fucking put it out there.
Oh no way. He's a great actor too, man.
He's like Hal Sparks, only talented.
Yeah.
So what the fuck?
Sorry, Hal.
Are we going to talk about today, man?
I was thinking we could follow up on what we were saying last week and do ghost movies.
Ghost? Well,
yeah, we're going to talk about ghost movies. We're going to hit that Halloween hard because Halloween time is here.
And I totally, like, last week we said we're going to do 4 Halloween episodes, but by the time that 4th one gets out, it's going to be November. So you're going to be getting Halloween in November.
Oh, yeah. And it's like The Simpsons with Treehouse of Horrors?
Because we are literally, like, a week behind.
Yeah.
So you're listening to this a week after we recorded it. So technically, we recorded it in October.
Not even a full week, but you're a few days behind.
Yeah, a few days. They come out Monday. We record Tuesday, so it's a little insight.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. A little behind the scenes for the 50th.
Yeah, so don't be coming tapping on my fucking window when you know we're down to recording.
When is it appropriate to tap on your window?
Okay.
I need to know this.
I don't know. Not, you know, after 3 a.m., you know.
That's an appropriate remark there.
After like 3 a.m., but before 6 a.m., you know.
So if I want to buy turtles, should I message you at 3 a.m.?
Shoot me a fucking message, okay. And we'll do a weird fucking...
So Matt, weird things just happen at Matt's window?
No, dude, so...
Yeah, dude. You never been?
So you mess... No, here's how it goes.
So you stand outside his window with the boombox?
Yeah, man. Yeah, like fucking say anything.
No, you message me at 3 a.m. and we go and do that weird Walmart, behind Walmart, like fucking at meetup by the garbage cans. And then it's like,
it looks like a drug deal, but if they come over, they're like,
just fucking turtles.
You're like, what do you got there? A fucking scumbug? And they're like, yeah, it's
toys?
A scumbug.
What's in these toys?
Mutagen man.
What's in this mutagen man?
Pizza.
A pizza hat?
I just had to go pee. Yeah, we all had to go pee.
We're making something for the dogs.
Something about Mary. Yeah. That's my excuse. Making something for the dogs.
No.
At 3 a.m.?
Why does it smell like gas?
Making something for the dog.
Yep, exactly. Exactly.
Oh my God, dude.
So going back to this.
So I think we should jump into one more voice because we got a whole slew of voicemails from people.
Okay. Who are you calling a slew? Oh, wait, never mind.
We got a whole sloosh of voicemails for the 50th. So before we jump into more ghost movies, I think I saw that we have a voicemail from possibly a ghost.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Or a spirit.
Yeah, or a spirit. And speaking of Matt's window, too.
Oh, shit. Let's see.
Hello, this is the ghost of Wilford Brimley. Coming to you from the grave just to wish you a happy 50th episode. And your old pal, even though I'm dead and you've been poking fun at me for the past 2 years about my diabetes and my jazz music, I want to let you know that I'm going to leave you a nice present. In the wintertime, when you look outside and you see a little something on your window, it'll be a nice frosty dick print from your old pal, Wilford. Even in heaven, cocoon sucks!
Hello?
Oh my god.
You've just been served.
Fucking dick prick.
Take
dude.
That, YouTube.
Holy shit. So you think he would still fucking if we played his jazz music again, and you think we'd still get another one of those?
The ghost of
I don't even know like what he do. Did he do like a cover of Old MacDonald Had a Farm and jazz or something?
I don't remember, but we picked the stupidest jazz song and yeah, we got that season.
It was basically like the William Shatner version of like fucking Elton John.
Yeah. Pretty much.
I'm high. Cat man.
As a kite by then.
Oh, Wilford. We
Old MacDonald had a fucking farm.
Scooby-dee-bop-bop.
E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm, he had a dick print with diabetes. E-I-E-I-O.
With a blue vein here and a blue vein there. Lost a foot, lost a finger. That reminds me of my friend Wilford.
Did I go too far?
Wilford liked to leave dick prints everywhere he went. To and fro, slanging his dick all day.
I lost a toenail.
One time he lost a toenail.
One time while working with Jessica Tandy.
I lost a toenail, and her dog picked it up and ate it.
Did I ever tell you they called me to do the movie Cocoon? And even I said, I'm not going to do this piece of
Cocoon
shit.
Cocoon 2?
Is that Steve Guttenberg?
Oh, my God. So what fucking kind of ghost movies are we going to talk about?
Well, dude, I think you for ghost stuff, we have to even broaden it past movies. Because, dude, one of my favorite, your thing, too, Ghost Adventures.
Yeah.
And that's been on for, what, 15 seasons now?
Well, 15 seasons, but not 15 years.
Not 15. Dude, it's been like 10
they
years.
They, like, it's about 10 years. Yeah. So they do, like, a season and a half a year.
Yeah,
so
they split it up.
Yeah, so they split it up. But and he's weird, too, dude, Zach Bagans. He won't fly.
Yeah.
He only drives in, like, a bus now.
Oh.
So, and then they go out. They spare no expense.
Nice.
You know, they rent fucking Jeeps and shit when they go out. Because now they're down to, like, desolate fucking places in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And they're just, like, you know, because people recognize them and stuff. And people, I think people lie to get on the show.
Oh, maybe.
Oh, absolutely.
To be honest. Yeah, I saw some ghosts. Can you fucking interview me while I hold my beer? You know, like.
Well, you sure? I'm sure they get calls all the time. People are like, my house is haunted. And I would like Zach to come investigate it.
He has to wear those one glasses that makes his eyes look really fucking big.
And he also has to wear his respirator so he can't. He's been wearing masks before they were cool.
No, fuck yeah, dude. He was getting COVID before it was cool, man.
So, I don't even watch that show, really.
You've never watched Ghost Adventures?
I've seen Ghost Adventures. I've seen Ghost Hunters and all that.
Well, the premise is they go in the house. Zach gets really freaked out and then goes, Aaron, go check it out.
Pretty much.
and then that's what I saw in mine, where they're like, oh, you got to go feel these pipes. They're really cold. Or, like, the wall's really cold right here. I'm like, okay.
But there's a process in that show. Yeah. Like, they have different equipment. When they get there, like, during the day, and they have, like, the millimeters going. And if they get a spike on the millimeter, they'll show it. And that's the spot they go back to with, like, the
infrared cameras.
Infrared cameras and, like, the ghost box to see if they can get spirit voices. And that's what they do, like, the EVPs on with the recording where they get the highest spike. So there's definitely an art. And there's science to
I mean,
what
maybe,
they're doing.
Maybe you should go get your spirit box. We should I think we should.
No.
You don't do that at home, huh?
No, I'm not going to do that here, man. I don't.
Not with all these toys that aren't yours?
Dude, I don't shit. I don't fucking shit where I fucking sleep, dude. So
there
I'm not going to fuck myself.
I'm with you.
You know?
Because that'd be
However,
great.
However, you do
like,
have an
like,
awful lot of Ouija boards.
Upstairs, I have. So.
I just think it'd be great because you have all these things that people used to own. So it'd probably be like, give it back.
No.
The kid died on this turtle.
Wrong kid died.
Choked on the technodrome.
Wrong kid died. No. I'm not going to fucking do a spirit box session. I learned my lesson the last time I did a spirit box session in a house I lived in. And it was at my old house in Streamwood. And we were doing it. And we were just having fun on the live stream. And we were asking questions. And it was answering questions. Then I'm like, it's going off. I'm like, hey, say one of our names that are sitting here. It's like, Matt. Fucking said my name. I have it on fucking
that
video.
That ghost watches you jack off.
Dude, seriously, if you don't believe me, I have it. I have it on
I believe you. I think I was watching it.
Dude, I watched it.
I think we were together watching it, actually.
Yeah. So fucking crazy, man. And we were both like, oh, shit. Gotta end it.
Nice.
So speaking of ghost stories, Justin, have you ever had a ghostly experience in your life?
I've had some sort of experience and stuff like that. Like,
mine
have been like lucid dreams type stuff. Where
so
it's
you,
like,
you had that scary movie where she's getting the dick in the mouth and the cheek keeps poking out?
Was that The Haunting?
No,
that was a ghost story.
Scary Movie 1 or 2.
No, it was Scary Movie 2. That was the one.
Yeah.
Take my good hand. That was, what's her name from 90210?
Oh, yeah, Tori. No.
Yeah, Tori Spelling, yeah. She was getting the dick in the mouth, and then she's like, come on, baby, fuck me.
Oh, God, dude.
I like that.
So you're talking about, you're having those, like, where you're awake but asleep?
Yeah.
And you can't move feeling?
No. What? It wasn't that. It was like, it was a circumstance where someone had recently passed that I knew that I felt like came to me at some point, like something like that. So it wasn't like I walked in and I didn't know something like that. It was like I literally believe that I had a visit from someone who had recently passed.
Mm.
Like that's the kind of experience. And I had talked to my family about it, and they said that that was something that my grandmother used to have. So she had stuff like that happen to her. So I don't know what to think or believe on it, because it was one of those things where it's like, did it happen? Was it a dream? I don't know. I can't. I could just say I remember the experience, and it was pretty fucking real.
So did they like tell you something? Like,
oh, yeah.
They're like, you know that chest over there? You could put your weed in it.
So what you're telling me is next time we do break out the spirit box, you're going to be there, and you're going to get fucking, you're going to amp it up, dude.
All right, let's go outside.
You're like a fucking battery.
Well,
I say we go outside and do one.
It's one of those things where it's like I have like a connection with my sister like a twin has.
Okay.
So like we usually know what each other's thinking, and we like, like, oh, you heard that? I didn't say anything.
No.
You know, it's like shit like that.
Weird.
And we know where we are, and we usually show up at places, be like, oh, you're fucking here. I'm like, yeah. You know, it's just, it's really odd. So I have like that sort of like connection and things. So as for like actual ghost stuff, I try to stay away from that shit, to be honest with you.
Well,
you know me, I don't ever touch Ouija boards, do I?
Boards?
Never.
I never touch fucking Ouija boards.
I'll be honest, I don't touch Ouija boards either. That's a Matt thing.
Yep.
Why not? I don't really touch them.
I touch your Ouija boards.
You do, dude, just owning more than one, like, that's pretty, a lot of people, as soon as you say that, like, that's fucking crazy.
I own, like, 30. And
I like Ouija broads.
And the thing is, you don't even buy new ones. You find, like, the oldest ones you can find.
I find the ones that are like, was this haunted? Yep. Oh, I'll take that.
They're like, it belonged to a witch. And you're like, how much?
It has nacho cheese dried on it. I will take that.
They're like, what's those stains? Blood stains. I'll fucking, that's double the price tag, guy.
What's carved in the back? Oh, that's a pentagram. Oh. I'm in.
What's that? It was in a house fire? Someone can take it.
Someone's parrot died on this.
Oh, God, okay. Dude. See, but like once I get them, dude, like they get hung up, and like they say you're not supposed to leave the planchettes near them or on them.
Okay.
And I don't, except for the one. You know, I have it kind of sitting on there, but I have it on no, you know.
Yeah, and it hasn't moved, right?
No means no, ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
honestly, dude, here...
It's 2020, ghosts. Come on.
With all that shit, dude, you think there'd be some kind of fucking juju going on, but I don't feel weird, or I don't get any weird premonitions or anything, man.
Yeah, I'll say that. I don't get any
Baggins
weird...
Museum.
What's that?
That story that you told about the Baggins Museum?
I did there, but honestly, like, you walk into the Zach Baggins Museum, and, like, it's heavy fucking incense, dude. Like, heavy. Like, it makes you, like,
I'm sure they hype it up a little more, so that way you feel
and then,
a
like,
more.
Like, it's really kind of, like, hot, too. So you're kind of in there, and you want to take off your fucking hoodie, you know, and they have the heavy smells, you know. It's almost like a haunted house in the aspect that's, like, fog and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's super dark.
Oh, wow.
So they're playing with your, like...
Senses, yeah.
Senses a little bit, and then...
They got strobe lights?
They do kind of, and some. So, like,
so it's like they know you're going to go in expecting something, like to be afraid or something, so they're just kind of heightening it.
Yeah. And then, you know, Shannon felt weird right when she walked in, but I guarantee, dude, it was the incense. And for me, it was near the end. And have you seen the movie, their movie, The Demon House?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, the full feature, like, Ghost Adventure movie.
Yeah, the Indiana House.
Yeah, so they basically tore that house down at the end.
Yeah, and he took the staircase.
He kept the staircase and, like, all the dirt. And then the costume they use for all, like, the B-roll of the ghost.
Yeah.
So that's in this one room. And I walked in that room, and I felt like I hit, like, I was like this. And I'm like, I'm about to pass out, dude. Like, and it's just, like, you walk in, and it's just, like, with the smells and the heat. It's just, that's what it's got to me, man.
Yeah.
And we had been waiting. They make you wait in line, and they make you sign a waiver. Like, if you experience anything, you can't sue them or whatever. So they make you wait in this line for an hour. So you're waiting. It's like a long ride. And then once you get in, it's another hour in the museum. They don't rush you, and it's just like you're, like, fuck, dude. It just gets to you, you know. You waiting in that line.
I'm absolutely with you.
You need to start getting worried. Like, oh, what's gonna happen? Oh, I gotta sign this waiver. Yeah. Oh, fuck. you know, and then you wait in the lobby for 15 minutes. You're like, oh, fuck. And they play, like, they're playing all the Ghost Adventures episodes, like the highlights, yeah. All the crazy shit. So they get you fucking psyched out before you even go in.
Yeah.
So. Did you guys see that? I think it's called like Mackinac Manor or something like that, where you have to sign like this, like, 37-page document.
Oh, dude, and they abuse you?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that guy, yeah. Like, fucking, he's like, they pull teeth out and shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, like, they fucking put spiders on you and, like, piss and shit.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, thanks.
I would never do that.
They make you
dude.
Wear a diaper.
Dude, like,
yeah, and they, like, fucking hold you underwater.
Somebody died.
And shit.
Somebody had a heart attack in that shit.
Yeah. I don't think he died, but he definitely had a heart attack.
Oh, I know the one guy, and then, like, they're being sued. Yeah.
No, sure. Thanks.
And there's, like, a fucking 8-month waiting list. Like, you know, people are signing up for that?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Yeah. No. He does it for free.
I don't like
why.
He said because if you're good at it, why not do what you're good at?
But like, I'm not saying I get why he doesn't.
Yeah.
But why?
Like,
would
you be sitting there going, I really want to go to this place?
Why would you put yourself?
You know what? I guess it's one of those things. I could say like, I don't want to do it. It's not something that's for me. But I get it. It's like some people want to do something to try themselves. Like if you do like with those Tough Mudders, and you're like, oh, why would you do that if they have like electrics? Stuff shocking you, or if you have to run over hot coals with bare feet to test yourself to see if you can.
But see, those ones are so minute, like the shocks and stuff. It's just a little bit like, ow. Like, there's no one like fucking physically like fucking trying to drown you and shit.
Yeah. Dude, like this dude puts a bag on your head. And,
yeah,
like,
oh, yeah.
And, yeah. Like,
he's waterboarding
you. Fucking torture.
I guarantee you, if you put in like the last question, like, are you into S&M? All the people that say that go into that place are like, yes.
I've watched a few documentaries on that.
Yeah, I saw the Dark Tourism one.
And like, it's fucking crazy, dude.
Yeah.
And like, people always leave early. There's, like, safe words. And he, like, this one, like, chick was, like, saying the safe word. He wouldn't let her out, dude. Like, it's like, fuck, she had to say it, like, 2 or 3 different times. I'm done. No, you're not. You really want to be done? And throwing her to the next fucking room, dude. It's like, what the fuck, man?
No, thanks.
That's crazy.
Dude, no fucking way.
There's going to be some ghost grudge shit going on at his house.
I don't even like to ride a fucking roller coaster, dude. Like, fuck that, dude.
See, I like haunted houses, but I don't like that.
Not
kind
like
of stuff.
That. Like, I like the classic haunted house.
Yeah, like you go in, everybody follows in a line,
the
and
walk
like,
through, and you like the jump scares. Like that's like fun.
I worked at a lot of those. I loved it. That was like some of the best times.
So, dude, that's like that right there is just another level of like nerd, dude. Like,
yeah.
The fucking dweebs that work at haunted houses. No offense, dude. You are good at your craft, but you are a kind of nerd that's on your own fucking planet, dude.
Yep.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's different levels of them. You know, there's the drunks, there's the weeds, there's the, you know, the PCPs, you know, there's all kinds. There's the method actor who just sits there and doesn't want to be talked. He's like, look, I'm a fucking mummy right now. Yeah. I don't want you to get me out of character.
And there's like the makeup artist that was like, this is just what I can get at the moment.
Yeah. Well, you do it. And it's like, what is this? It's sugar. It's delicious.
Yeah. Can I get some more of this blood? It's fucking great. Can you put this on a cookie and I can eat it?
I reached down between my legs. There's a fucking dick.
I'll give 15 fuck.
So that's kind of cool. We were talking about that, the haunted stuff. Let's get back on ghosts, right?
So, I mean, if you want to talk about ghost stories, I mean, I worked at a haunted hotel.
Yeah.
Now I had a lot of shit from there growing
up,
dude.
The Haunted Mansion from Disney?
Dude, I mean, I worked at Hotel Baker. I've taken Matt there.
Yeah, a couple times.
And, yeah, dude. I mean, I've had a lot of experiences there. I've been pushed down. I've had doors shut and lock on me. I've had doors wouldn't open. Like, they opened just enough to where you knew the lock wasn't on it, but they wouldn't let you open anymore. I had plenty of guests come to me and be like, oh, someone sat on the edge of my bed in the middle of the night, and it smelled like pomade in the room.
What?
Pomade? How old was this guest?
Jeez, dude.
Well, no, because they're talking... No, they're talking about, you know, the smell, because, you know, the hotel's been around since the 1920s.
I'm a Dapper Dan man.
I'm a Dapper Dan.
I'm not a fop man.
I mean, I'm sure, dude. I mean, I've had guests say that, like, because we used to have room service trays. There's like a good inch lip on them. They're like, shit used to fly off of it.
Oh, weird.
Crazy, yeah. Man.
So, I mean, I don't doubt it because I've had my experiences there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, it was never like a demonic one, but it was always like a playful spirit kind of feeling.
What about that green one that ate all the hot dogs?
Jim Belushi?
I just got
little
slimed.
Spud.
John Belushi?
But yeah, I mean, I don't think ghost stuff really bugs me because I grew up in a house that had a lot of weird shit happen to it. Like my stereo in the middle of the night would turn on, go to full volume, go to zero, then turn off. Mm. My TV used to go on and off by itself. Our garage door used to go up and down by itself.
Oh, that's weird.
My parents had an old antique crank phone, you know, like the kind you picked up and you're like, the operator, and you're like, I want the Andersons at the phone number's 2.
Klondike 52.
And they're like, let me connect you to line 2.
Like Andy Griffin. Yeah. Hello, Sarah, can you connect me to the other 4 numbers in town?
Yeah, pretty much, like, the crank number, it's just a crank phone, it has no buttons or anything.
It's a fucking haunted phone.
And, dude, none of my friends would come over after one night we were sitting there. And it was never hooked up to anything. It wasn't hooked up to electricity. It wasn't hooked up to anything. Yeah, and you hear ding, 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 ding.
I just realized this is on your parents' wall.
Yes,
it is. I've seen this.
That phone is still there.
We should go over.
And it has rang a few times.
We should go over to your house and do a fucking spirit box,
dude. We got a lot of family heirlooms. Like a lot of my parents got some creepy ass pictures. Cause like we had a guest room and everybody refused to sleep in our guest room growing up. Cause my parents hung up old antique pictures, and they're like the creepy ones that like followed you across the room. So
creepy.
I can see your mom enjoying that.
I mean, it was all family members, so yeah. It wasn't like creepy to us, but like everybody's like, that picture follows me. But it's like
your poor nephews.
We're like, no, it's just yeah, it's just like that. That was just a cool technique back in the day that you had to angle the picture and it would follow you. It was crazy. Yeah, I had that, and then dude, growing up in Arizona, all the ghost towns and stuff. We had Jerome, Arizona, full of. I grew up in Prescott. That was full of ghost stuff. There was actually, on Mingus Mountain, there was an abandoned boys camp.
Mingus.
Carl Hungus?
But
yeah, I was thinking about him today. Log jamming?
Yeah.
But yeah, I used to drive my Bronco up there, and it would die every time I drove it up there. You get to leave, and it never died anywhere else, just up there.
That's so weird.
And it wasn't like it was parked in like an angle. I know some people be like, it's an old Bronco. If it parks on an angle, it's not getting gas. No, it's fucking flat. I know how to use my Bronco. I'm not an idiot. I know how to use my Bronco. But yeah, no, I've had a lot of ghost stories.
That's good. Man. So what do you think is...
Actually, an apartment that me and him, we never lived in it at the same time, but Cleaver, dude, mm-hmm. That apartment always gave me the fucking weirdest vibes.
I used to sleep on the couch out there when I was unemployed.
Yeah.
Like in the living room watching TV, yep. And I'd just be laying there, and I'd have like a fucking... Like where you're asleep but you're awake, and down that hallway towards the front door,
yep.
A figure you'd be laying there, and it would just get closer and closer and closer, and finally you would wake up right when it's about to hover over you, dude.
An action figure?
Not an action figure.
Okay. No, dude, it was the hallway that always creeped me the fuck
dark
out.
Figure.
That's why I never slept. Because I moved out, and actually you moved into the same bedroom I had, the front bedroom. I never slept with that front door open because I swear to God.
Somebody's watching you.
Someone stood in that doorway and just watched you. They never came in the room.
No.
But it fucking just stood there and watched you.
When
wow,
I got, dude, I would never feel anything in the room like that, but when I would sleep on the couch, dude, you would fucking
awake. See, to me,
asleep,
dude, I never, the bedrooms always were fine, but the hallway and the living room always creep the fuck out of me. And actually, I slept when me and the fiance, she became my wife. We lived together there.
So it was her watching you night?
No, dude. But she would get pissed off. So I go sleep in the guest room, which was my office at the time because we didn't have a third roommate there. Fucking dude, I swear to God, that room creeped the fuck out of me too because. There would be toys that, like, you'd have to, like squeeze or, like, move an arm or something. And they would start talking in the middle
of
the night.
Fuck that, dude.
Because I remember, dude, I was laying there. She had a SpongeBob thing, and it was, like, it'd fucking make noise if you squeezed it. And it just started going off one night and wouldn't stop.
Jeez.
It was just kept going off. And I was like, I even literally was, like, on, like, because I had a couch in there. I was like, go the fuck away. And, like, and then it stopped.
Crazy, dude.
Sounds like SpongeBob to me.
Yeah. But it's like, and you're like, fuck you, SpongeBob.
Is it Joe Pesci or SpongeBob?
No, that's SpongeBob.
But yeah, no, that apartment, dude, creeped me out. I'm not going to lie. The bedrooms, I was always fine, but that hallway fucking creeped me the fuck out all the time.
So what movie do you think got it right? What movie do you think, like, the ghost and the haunting experience got it the closest to what you kind of felt?
Conjuring.
Really?
No.
The demon stuff?
Yeah.
Wow.
Those movies are good, man, but I think Paranormal Activity, dude, for me.
And again, that's demon too, isn't it?
It's
demonic. The first Paranormal Activity probably is
it's
the
really
more...
good, dude.
I like when that book, or was it a book of the Ouija board that catches fire? I thought that was so cool.
But like when they use the Kinect thing, and they actually do that in Ghost Adventures, and they get shit, it's like, what the fuck, dude? Like, it gives you the chills just the way it's filmed, like, the home movie aspect. And then, like, you know, the prequel one where it's done on the fucking, like, the big camera.
Oh, the VHS one?
The VHS. Yeah. And then, remember, like, the sheet
is
just fucking floating, and then the doors are all open, dude.
See, I would have to say, yeah, and as far as the Paranormal Activity franchise goes, I mean, I'm a fan of all of them, even though a lot of them suck.
Yeah.
But the first one and that third one, I loved the The first one was great, and the third one with the 80s, dude, yes, I fucking loved that. Where he's like, he takes the fan apart, and he attaches his VHS to the fan.
Yeah, dude. To oscillate it. You know it's coming, dude. Yeah. You, like, motherfucking ghost, and it's there, and you're like, it still fucking freaks you out, dude.
Yeah, like when they put the I think it was the first one, they put the powder on the floor to see the footprints and shit.
Yeah.
I thought they really did some cool stuff about filming that. And then when they like pull the chick away at the end, it's like, oh, that was really cool.
Yeah. It was cheap effects. I like that one, but I like the third one because it threw in that element with like the little girl, and she's like, Toby, did you know? Don't sit there, Toby's there, and like,
yeah. And you fucking find out who Toby is, though. Yeah. Dude. Motherfuck of a ghost, dude.
Toby. How about, I know we were talking about this last week, White Noise.
Yeah. Fucking great one, too.
Yeah, that's a great one.
And they, what I really love about that one, it's like with that white noise aspect, people do that.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And you fucking watch that shit, and you, like, you start seeing stuff, man. And that's really what it is. I don't think really anything's really there, but you start seeing
your
imagination. Yeah. But there's people that do that, and there's people that catch stuff and hear things, and it's kind of like when you use the recorder, like an old like digital recorder, and you like you talk to it and you play back, and then there's voices on it.
EVP,
yeah.
Voice phenomena
kind of stuff, though. Yeah. There's like I was just talking to someone the other day talking about like these things called the Mirian crystals, right, where they have like these grooves on them, and since it's a quartz crystal, right, and quartz are so attuned to like frequencies and things like that. If you actually, like, rub it, you can get, like, faint impressions of, like, words and stuff from people speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And it's even said that, like, old pottery, you know, has grooves in it that you can pick up things.
Like a record.
Yeah, yeah. Like someone, oh, this is what it sounded like 3,000 years ago when this was being, you know, recorded on this pottery.
I've heard that about old wooden ships, too.
I've heard that.
rich mahogany.
I've heard that about old women's diaphragms. This is what sound.
I have an orgasm trapped inside.
I've heard when you rub an old lady, she plays back a record.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling.
Yes, it's Michigan J. Frog.
Oh my God! Shut that fucking frog up.
Mine plays Mix-a-Lot.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie.
Is it the crooner?
Some other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with a little bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung.
Beep, bop, boop, boop, beep, get sprung.
That sounds like Richard Cheese. You guys remember him?
You get sprung, yeah. Dick Cheese, man.
Richard Cheese.
He's fucking awesome, man.
That was great.
When a girl walks in with an itty bitty thing in your face, you get sprung.
Oh my God, man!
All right, let's maybe we should play another clip.
Yes. Oh, okay. We got a few, dude.
So, yeah, we got a couple, so we don't forget.
All right, so we're gonna tee up some voicemails. Tee them up. Let's see who we got here. Let's go with this.
Maybe he should play one.
Happy 50th anniversary, buddies. I heard Andy Dick's going to send you some copies of In the Army Now. Don't forget about your old pal, The Whistle. Later, buddies.
Maybe we should play the one that's supposed to go before that.
Hey, whatever.
You'll look back and laugh.
Hey, nothing about our show's professional.
No, exactly.
We try to be, dude.
Well, I mean, we're Brazilian waxed.
Hey there, fellow geeks. This is your old pal, Andy Dick. Now, I know I was a little miffed last time because you told everyone I was a raging homosexual. And quite frankly, I don't feel like I'm all that raging. But I wanted to thank you by sending you each a copy, autographed, of In the Army Now, one of the finest works that I've ever done. Because I'm Andy Dick. I wanted to say congratulations on your 50th episode. And I'm Yick.
So he is going to send us those copies.
Well, good.
Fucking
I'm glad.
Pauly Shore fucking
spoiled
fucking Pauly,
that
shit,
man. Fucking Pauly. He ain't fucking ruined that guy.
What a dick.
Good job, guy.
Fucking guy.
Fucking Donnie.
Should we get a couple of other voicemails out of the way?
Yeah, do one more.
Except for I don't. I don't want to play them out of order now.
Well, no, now you can't play them out of order.
I know, so it's like I got to listen to it before.
Nah, I know you don't.
Right, okay, let's just hit the fucking
play the button. Cocoon one.
This is your pal, Casey Kasem, and I write, happy 50th episode, you fuckfaces.
We just hung up on himself.
That was another ghost.
He was fucking done, dude. He was like, I'm not even giving the time of day.
He had to get back to his,
he called us a fuckface.
His Sunday radio show, you know? Ryan Seacrest stole my show.
Ryan Seacrest stole my show.
What the fuck's that guy been up to?
I don't know. He's a ghost too.
Yeah, he's probably.
What's this one?
He's got that Kardashian money. He produces the Kardashian show.
Oh, gee.
I just would like to say.
Alright, hold on.
I think we heard that.
Yeah. Hey, Dooley, tell him what your fucking favorite episode is for the fucking movie. Hey there, guys. Just want to say fucking happy wicked fucking 50th there, guys.
Who are you talking to? Is that Donnie?
Hey, fucking Dooley, shut your mouth and cut your goddamn nails.
Where's he catch his name?
Fucking shut up, Dooley.
Come on.
Dooley, tell him your fucking favorite episode for the movie.
Hurry up. We gotta go to Duncan.
It's like I'm the fucking mayor of this fucking podcast, guy.
Oh, my nuts.
It's the fucking podcast, the Vanilla Nut Taps. I fucking love it. This guy will fucking move. He's a douchebag. He knows what he's talking about. Hey, fucking, do some more fucking shit for me. Make me laugh. Later, bitches.
Wow. Was that Casey Affleck doing his character from SNL?
That's the fucking, all the way from the fucking mayor of Duncan, guy.
It's all the way from Worcester.
Yeah, Worcester.
Thank you for our listeners in Worcester.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Worcester,
dude.
Whatever.
Worcester sauce?
Boston, guys.
Boston. So, dude, fucking, so favorite fucking ghost movie.
Favorite ghost movie. Ghost?
I like the creepy guy in Ghost that touches people.
Yeah.
I mean, Matt's sitting behind me ghosting me right now while we're making pottery. Which will be available for sale.
Yeah. Oh. You'll be able to hear our orgasms in it 100 years later.
Yeah, and Justin is over there playing the role of Whoopi.
Get out of my body!
I'm Henry the Eighth. I am. Yeah, that's right. I quoted it.
Oh, God, dude.
That's one of those movies that's better than you remember, and you're like, "Oh, I thought this movie fucking sucked."
No, it's a great movie.
And you're like, "Oh yeah, it's got those cool parts where the guy dies with the glass. Oh, like, dude, that was kind of cool."
Got the dude from Roadhouse.
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 Roadhouse. Ghost. Kick him in the face. Roadhouse.
Yeah, Roadhouse is my favorite ghost movie.
And you got fucking Dirty Dancing guy in there too.
Another good ghost movie.
Poltergeist. What do you guys think of that one?
Yeah, that's scary.
Poltergeist is great.
The
classic.
Shining. The Shining's a fucking scary ghost
Shining,
movie.
I would have to say that movie scared the shit out of me as a kid. The lady in the bathtub.
Yeah. Oh God, dude.
That's some scary shit.
That scared me. And then I remember I watched The Shining, and then my parents took me to Mackinac Island.
Nice.
And the hotel that's on Mackinac Island in Michigan looks like that place. I mean, it's not the same place, but it looks just fucking like it.
I don't know who the fuck was going to that Overlook place in the meantime. It's like you have to drive 3 hours out of the way to get to this fucking dump. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Dude, it's called like a fucking scenic vacation. People go out there to like relax. Mm. Okay?
I ain't about that life.
Sometimes you just have to take a trip.
Dude, they don't have action figures out that way. I ain't going.
No, I ain't going.
No.
Welcome. What if they were having an action figure convention?
Is Mel Gibson hosting that one?
Hi, this is Mel Gibson. Are you going to action figures?
I didn't have money to buy brandy.
Are you going to drive 3 hours and get your action figures?
Inconceivable! I don't know where you're going with this.
Jesus fuck, dude.
He's an angry young man in here.
I'm so tired.
Dude, what about the... What about fucking The Frighteners, man?
The Frighteners is a great ghost film.
Yeah, it's funny.
That's one of Justin's favorite.
Absolutely.
Is it?
I keep trying to get my kids to watch it. And
my
like,
body is a road map.
God, he's so fucking good.
That you guy know, is creepy.
He's so good. And I've never seen him be in something where he's not good. It's like in Herbert West.
Yeah, dude. When he like goes on his little tangent, he's like,
I didn't even know who he was, and I'm like, that guy fucks. I remember watching this on VHS back in like the 90s and all that. And I'm just watching. It's like Michael Jackson. No, Michael J. Fox guy.
There's a ghost.
Michael Jackson was alive at the time. So, you know, Michael J. Fox and like Andy McDowell and or whoever the fuck is in it. And
that ghost is Billy Jean, you know,
and Jake
from
Busey
the movie
and shit. And I'm like, who's that guy? I like that guy right there.
Fucks.
The fucking FBI agent. That guy fucks.
What about fucking, I had to
Scary
have...
Movie 2.
No.
Take my good hand.
What about just fucking like Ghostbusters,
House
dude?
On Haunted Hill.
Ghostbusters is probably one of the finest movies ever made.
It's not scary.
It's not scary.
It's got scary parts to it, absolutely.
That's not scary.
That's not scary, bro.
Look, Ghostbusters has scary parts
in it. No. Ghostbusters 2 has scary parts in it.
So you think the part where Louis Tully is there and the dog comes up on him, that's not scary? I think it's scary.
But the Vigo dude was scary.
And 2, it's scary. 2, they add a lot more scare. Yeah. Maybe at the end of it where, like, I mean, the bathtub scene. Scary,
yeah,
and then one.
Oh yeah. Two's definitely got some scary parts and all that. You know, like the
I get them confused.
The joggers and shit. But
oh yeah,
I mean, the part on the roof where they're like Zool and all that. Are you a god? No, damn it, Ray. If someone asks you if you're a god, you tell them yes. You know,
see, it's just.
I thought of the thing that wouldn't scare us the most. The Stay Puff Marshmallow Man. We used to roast them.
Something pure, something from our childhood. The Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Of course, white vodka.
Crystal head vodka. Guys, did you see? Can we stay here tonight? We'll take it.
But,
yeah, that's scary.
Ghostbusters is a great, dude, it's a great ghost movie.
It's not scary.
It's not scary, though.
No.
It's not scary.
What do you think of, okay. So
you said it.
House on Haunted Hill. That was great.
That's scary. Yeah, yep.
What was that Netflix movie that came out last year?
Haunting of Hill House.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
That was good.
Have you watched the follow-up that just came
out? I'm on the first episode. I watched the first episode.
It's all the same actors, yep. Pretty much, just in a different type of role.
Dude, would you say, like, exorcism-type movies, like Demon, is that, like, ghost to you?
It's kind of a crossover there, isn't it?
I think it's in a category by itself.
What about that one movie, I can't remember the name of it, but it's about this girl, she just gets a job at the morgue, and, like, the body comes in? And it's dead, but it comes back to life, and then like her dad.
Does she have sex with it?
No.
I think I saw this movie.
No. Her dad comes in, and he has to burn it. Like fucking finally kill this demon. That movie's scary as fuck, dude.
That sounds like a Phantasm a little bit.
Now let me find it, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
You fucking talk so much. Find it.
Go ahead, talk, guy.
Yourselves. But,
all that yellow shit in them.
Dude, I'm a fan, actually, when it comes to, like, House on Haunted Hill, I'm a fan of the original more than the remake.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, Vincent Price and all
that.
Yeah,
because, hello, welcome to my house.
I'm inviting you all here for the weekend, so we can go and I'll scare the bejesus out of you.
I mean, the new one's got, you know, Liam Neeson, so it's more like, I have a particular set of skills.
Scaring you is in those skills.
Here it is.
There's a ghost, and I will find it.
What do you got?
It's
called The Possession of Hannah Grace.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember that
one.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's
is Jennifer whatever from.
See, look at the photo, dude. That's creepy as fuck, dude. It's so creepy. Like she like examines. She's supposed to take photos, and then she like takes them, and then the eyes open, and she couldn't remember if the eyes open, and then like she's getting better, dude. And so then dad breaks in. It's just fucking like crazy, dude. It's a good fucking scary movie.
That kind of reminded me a little bit of the first season of American Horror Story, the
Ghost
Story.
That's a
ghost
movie, yeah.
Yeah, the first. That's my least favorite season, by the way. So
it's a good season.
I like the first one, though.
I like the second one a lot better.
I like the hot fucking maid, dude.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I don't care, dude.
Hey, don't lie, dude. You like the latex, dude.
As long as I'm seeing her hot, I don't give a fuck if it's that old lady, dude.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
As long as I'm seeing that.
It's just a little broken in.
I'm fucking dude.
What about a great ghost movie from our teenage years that we all talked about in like high school?
Ghost Dad?
No.
Bill Cosby. 13 Ghosts.
Yes, 13 Ghosts.
He's like, I'm leaving the dick. Terry
Shalhoub or whatever his name is.
Tony Shalhoub,
yeah.
Yeah, I keep thinking of Monk? That's the one where the horse gets like cut, and then you can still see the shit for the horse.
Yeah.
Man, that is a fucked up movie.
That movie is a little bit scary, but it's more like kind of shock value.
It is very shocking. Yeah.
But my name is Bill Cosby. Put the dick prints on the window.
Like that movie though, like with the juggernaut and the jackal and like the harlequin, or like all those sort of like different.
This 13 ghosts is why it's called 13 ghosts.
It's like Scooby Doo. It's a ghost dad. Watch out, Velma. He's coming for you. He's got some pills.
And I would have got away with raping all these women if it wasn't for all you damn kids.
If it wasn't for all the 13 ghosts.
The 13 ghosts of Bill Cosby.
One's like the
I think his would just be the 13 pills.
You get through the 13 pills and an old brain pain in the butthole.
Hey, gang, it's old man Roofy.
And I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't freaking damn kids.
And then Don Knotts is there. What?
Oh, my God.
The Ghost and Mr. Chicken's a great movie, dude.
Yes, it is.
Dude, fucking Don Knotts in Three's Company is like a skinny Billy Bob Thornton, dude.
But did you ever watch The Ghost of Mr. Chicken?
Yeah,
no, that's great. A great classic.
He's a news reporter and he has to go spend the night in a haunted house.
Yeah,
that was great, dude. Blackbeard's Ghost. That's another
Blackbeard's
old,
Ghost.
That's
yeah.
another old great one.
Peter Ustinov, who was Prince John.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, in the Robin Hood movie.
Yep.
Hiss, you're never around when I need you.
He played the ghost, dude. Yeah. That was great.
That was a really good movie, actually.
Yeah. What about fucking A Christmas Carol, dude?
Yeah. Oh, dude. I saw a play in the city last year around this time. It was A Christmas Carol. That was fucking scary. They scare the shit like Scrooge and all that.
Yeah, dude.
Scrooge is fucking scary, man.
That's a good movie, man. Yeah. I love Scrooge.
Did you ever watch Grave Encounters?
No.
That's like a spoof of like Ghost Hunters. But it's a movie, dude. Scarier shit, actually.
No, wow. I've never even heard of that one.
Yeah, it's actually a really good movie. You should watch it.
What about The Ghost and Mrs. Muir? What about Space Ghost?
Yeah.
Coast to do 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 the fucking coast to coast.
This is fucking Batman in a white suit, dude.
Well, he's in space, so obviously it's different.
And he's a ghost.
No. I mean, so, come on, guy.
It's just like, shouldn't he be called Spaceman?
No, he's a ghost.
How is he a ghost?
Is he dead? I don't know. He turned into invisible.
What about The Curse of La Llorona?
That's a fucking in the movie.
Yeah,
it's in the same universe.
Yeah.
As The Conjuring, but I mean, there's a lot of those. There's Annabelle. There's The Curse of La Llorona. There's The Nun.
Did you guys see Skeleton Key? Was that was about like voodoo and ghosts? I think,
yeah,
right?
Kind of. Well, they switch their bodies to keep them young.
Yeah, not so much about ghosts. Other than
more about the voodoo.
More about voodoo.
What about the Pirates of the Caribbean? They're kind of ghosts, right?
In the first one.
That was a cool movie. I like that one.
The effects are cool.
Captain Jack, Giant Squid.
Michael Bolton.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Now we're back in the club. Got the drinks. Oh, yeah.
David Jones, Giant Squid.
A good ghost movie, Star Wars, right? Tons of ghosts in that one. Luke, use the Force.
Why does he sound like he's from the fucking Beatles there, guy?
Use the Force, guy.
You gotta use the Force there, Luke.
You've got to tell her she's the one you love.
That's your fucking sister. All right,
Paul McCartney or fucking, John Lennon.
That's your fucking sister.
Don't touch the boob. Wait a minute, you knew this the whole time? Yeah, I'm a creep.
Watch out for Princess Leia. She's like Yoko. She's gonna tear you guys apart. Ditch the bitch.
It sounded like Dracula.
Ditch the bitch.
Oh my god.
What about Booberry? we got some good ghost stuff. I mean, you know, I like White Noise. I think that's a good one. You know, and Paranormal Activities. I really think that Scary Movie 2 is probably a better horror movie than some of the movies that it actually parodies.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it's silly and all that, but it's pretty funny.
What about The Grudge?
Yeah, and I don't even... Is that a ghost or, like, what is that?
Yeah, it's the ghost of a Chinese thing. Dude, there's a movie on this list here.
Oh,
that this guy,
The Ring.
This guy hasn't talked about. What? And I'm fucking surprised about it.
Is it The Ring?
No.
Is it Event Horizon?
You have to say his name 3 times.
Oh, Beetlejuice.
Yep.
I just watched that.
He's not really a ghost.
He's the ghost of the most. Hey.
Yeah. He's a ghost.
Hey, come for your daughter, Chuck.
I'm a... See, that's a good impression. Beetlejuice should have called in. Damn it.
Chuck, I'm here for your daughter.
What about Casper?
You know, that was funny when Father Guido Sarducci shows up in the beginning. He's like, I can't do anything. He's like, out.
Insidious.
Is that a ghost or is that a demon or something?
It's a kind of a demon.
I did like the movie, though.
But he's a demon, and in that like mid-world, all of them are trapped.
Okay.
So there are a lot of ghosts in there.
Yeah, I like that one. We didn't talk about The Ring, which I still think is a really fucking scary movie.
Yeah. It's
scary, the first one.
The first one, yeah. Like, the last ones, I don't give a fuck.
But we're talking about fucking American classic fucking ghost
movies. What about A Nightmare on Elm Street?
Yeah, I mean, he would be
Freddy
a ghost,
Krueger is
he?
A ghost.
Yeah.
He haunts your dreams.
I think those are cool movies. I think that the second one is probably the worst. I think But, like, the first one's good. The third one's my favorite. The fourth and fifth are all right. And then you get into, like, I don't know, there's, like, what,
I like
20
the
of them?
I like the 25th one, to be honest.
The 25th? That's, yeah. Freddie does his taxes.
Freddie versus the Undertaker.
Freddie orders a pizza.
I thought it was great how he took that tombstone on top of the grave. Yeah, it's like, dong.
Here's a good movie that
would be awesome actually if the Undertaker was in a movie like that.
It's got two great actors. 1408.
No, that is a good one
with John Cusack and Sam Jackson.
He basically they're doing a sequel to that.
I heard
1409.
1408 and a half.
1408 and a quarter.
1408.2.
Probably 13 something. Because actually, if you go to any hotel, it's superstition. They don't have a 13th floor.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, that's a cool one. I know we talked about Shining, but Doctor Sleep I thought was really good,
too. Doctor Sleep was a good one.
I haven't seen it.
I actually like that.
I don't think that's a lot of ghosts, though.
Well, they went back to the Overlook.
Yeah.
Right? I'm like, there's a pretty key sequence at the end.
Yeah.
Without spoilers, because it came out last
year. True that. Okay. The Haunting.
Yeah, we talked about that. That's the one with Owen Wilson.
Yeah.
Wow. It's a fucking ghost. Wow.
You can't sleep. Wow.
Catherine Zeta-Jones. The first time I saw him in that movie, I'm like, what's with this guy's fucking nose?
Here's a good one that, when it came out, was a fucking huge hit, and we didn't bring it up. I See Dead People.
Oh, yeah.
Sixth Sense, yeah.
See, that's like a faux ghost movie, and you don't realize it's a ghost movie till the end.
No, but dude, that's what makes it fucking that's what made it so great was at the end, dude, when you're like, holy shit, he's a ghost.
Dude, the best part of that, you're right, dude. What made that whole movie was Donnie's 6 seconds, half naked, all drugged out, dude.
That reminds me a little bit of, did you guys watch Lock and Key? Did we talk about that one?
I didn't watch it. That's a whole ghost story. Yeah.
You should watch that. So this is the season two to watch.
I got a lot of shit on my list to watch, bro.
If you want something with ghosts in it, it's pretty cool. And it's written by Joe Hill, who is Stephen King's son.
I know who the fuck that is.
Okay. All right. Sorry, guy.
What about a movie we talked about just a little bit ago? Candyman.
Yeah. The second one I liked a lot, where they kind of go into, like, why he's Candyman and all that. That was cool.
Dude, he likes fucking candy, and he's a fucking man, dude.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. You know?
Duh.
Isn't it the ghost of the kid that died in Willy Wonka's
He's also
factory?
Referred to as Mr. Peanut Butter Cup.
Candyman.
Is that what they call it? I thought he had diabetes.
Holy crap, it's Wilford Brimley. We put it all together.
Ah!
He's Candyman.
Dude, so we got one,
dick
we got one more fucking voicemail, right?
Or we got a couple.
Let's do another voicemail.
You want
if it's Candyman, I'm going to
shoot. You throw one
It's
out.
Fucking Candyman, dude.
Throw a voicemail at Producer Matt.
Hey, guys. This is your old pal, Anonymous Listener. And I really like when you guys talk about dinosaur bones. I want to say thank you for talking about Nicolas Cage movies and rating them based on how many Nicolas Cage heads they are. I think that's really, really wonderful.
And if not listened recently.
To talk about some more dinosaur bones and just be careful and if you do get a chance, check out my movie. It's called Mandy. It's Nicolas Cage. Long time listener, first time caller. Thanks a lot, guys.
Wow, long time listener, huh?
Yeah, he's really focused on the dinosaur bone comments.
Did you see him in that pink jacket?
Yeah.
And what the fuck was he wearing, dude?
I think I sent you that.
Yeah. All right. Dude, it's like, who the fuck made that?
I don't know, but that's...
For him. Jesus Christ.
I think that's Legion M.
So here's our other voicemail.
Hello, Geek Life HQ. This is your old Pat Arnold. I just want to tell you, you're a bunch of fucking sissies. That's what you do. You just sit there making fun of people, thinking it's funny. Ha 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 ha! Last laugh's on you. I love women. You don't. You sit in a basement talking about yourselves.
Wow, who's at his house laughing in the background?
It's interesting that he decided to tell us that he loves women. I mean, we know.
Yeah, he likes to fuck.
Yeah,
he does.
That guy fucks.
I think he even left a follow up. Hold on.
This is Arnold. I'm just calling again to say you're just a bunch of girly men. Bye.
Wow.
Damn, dude.
Well, I guess it's, like, nice to be nominated.
I guess, dude.
Thanks, Arnold.
Yeah, that was our last voicemail.
And any call from Arnold's a good call, man.
Oh, definitely.
I love Arnold.
I love when he shows up.
Yeah. Everybody loves Arnold. But back to the ghost movies.
Okay. He's my wife.
My name is Mel Gobson, and I'd like to get back to talking about the horror movies. Okay, the horror movies you have, Dallas Buyers Club.
Oh my god! Do you guys remember this '80s movie called Wraith? The Wraith with the car?
No.
Oh, you never saw that? So Charlie Sheen was in this movie, one of his first movies, and he gets killed. So it's kind of like The Crow. Right, but he comes back as this drag racer, and he's taking on this gang.
Crow could technically be a ghost.
The Crow is where I was going next, but absolutely. But this guy's like killing off all these people, and he's in this car that looks like Knight Rider. It's called the Wraith. Oh, okay. It's pretty crazy.
Hmm.
But then the fucking Crow.
Yeah, that was...
best soundtrack out of any.
We've
fucking
had
movie.
That conversation before. Yes.
But that's not a ghost movie though.
Oh yeah, he's
dude,
a
he
ghost,
dies
man.
And comes back.
Yeah,
but he comes back.
Or more like a zombie.
Well, he's not
I guess.
Alive.
If you want to talk about it, it's a zombie movie.
Well, he only has that night though. So he's not like technically a zombie because he's only there for Devil's Night, and then he has to go back to the grave.
So he's a zombie, dude.
Do you think you're calling
no, he,
me?
He's a fucking ghoul, then.
All right, how,
he could be, yeah.
You know,
he doesn't
about,
eat flesh, though.
What about the movie The Others?
Oh, The Others was
that's
cool,
a,
yeah.
But I am your daughter.
That's a weird ghost movie, man.
That's a weird fucking
with
movie.
With that fucking twist at
the
end?
That yeah. and The Woman in Black, like, they're kind of in that same vein. Yeah. But The Others with the kids, if you watch that movie now, the quality of that movie fucking sucks. Like, it what did it come out, like 2003 or something? It just fucking sucks. It's just,
yeah,
like,
I
it's
like
not,
it.
Well, I like the movie. I didn't like the way it's filmed. So.
What Lies Beneath?
Yeah.
With
that
your
was
friend.
Cool.
Harrison Ford.
How is that a ghost movie?
I want to fuck my wife.
Because
give me back my fucking wife.
Because his mistress, he kills her, and like yep. she's like haunting Catwoman. What's her fucking name?
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yep.
She's an agoraphobic, dude.
Oh, is she?
Yeah. That's why she doesn't. That's why she doesn't do too many movies.
There's that.
Here's a movie that I know you love, and I believe you love as well.
Do I love it?
Yeah, I think you do.
Is it Ghostbusters again?
It's got a man whose last name. The food that is delicious.
John Candy?
Not John Candy.
It's Candy?
Mr. Ooh. Kevin Bacon.
Ooh.
Stir of Echoes.
Yeah.
That's a great fucking movie.
That movie fucks. I love it.
That movie fucking rocks, dude.
It's a good movie. That's just like, if you're in the mood to watch something and you've never seen that, you are going to be amazed. You'll be like, that was fucking awesome.
And dude, you got to like the Rolling Stones, too.
Man. Oh, hell yeah.
As far as ghost movies, that's all I got.
That's good,
that's
man.
All you got
that's
for
a
that.
Good.
That's a good cross section of ghost movies.
That's a good discussion, man.
We added Star Wars.
I watched a lot of, you know, ghost movies, but they weren't porno movies. Have you ever watched my porno?
What do you mean
know,
they
I've been watching The Boys. You guys catch that episode of The Boys where they're watching all the porn parodies of the character? Like, oh, Homelander goes home.
Yeah. I was just bringing up a Into the Shadows quote there.
What we
How
do.
Can you have a good orgy without pornos?
What we do in the shadows.
Oh, what we do in the shadows, yeah.
Bat! Bat human! I'm looking for a ghost to have sex with myself.
Oh, God.
So you're saying that I was waiting on the cusp of orgasm and then I died? Diabolical!
And I'm here to see if you can help me finish your job off, good man.
I need you to help me ejaculate.
I'm sorry. That is a great show.
It's a crazy
dude,
show,
I wish the episodes were longer, man.
I do too. Like, yeah.
Guillermo, you should drink more water.
It is Guillermo.
I stepped in a street poop. Then I walked another 8 blocks. And then I tried to get the poop off by walking another 8.
It is a jesk.
Guillermo keeps eating his poops.
What's the name of the fucking guy who's reincarnated of her like ex-lover or something like
Gregor.
Yeah.
He is a Gregor. Oh man, that's like, he turns into a ghost.
So we should talk about vampire movies next week.
I thought we already did. I thought we had.
We talked about a lot of movies.
We should talk about robots. Robots.
Yeah, what should we? What's
scary robots?
I think we should talk about fucking like zombies.
I think
good.
Zombie movies next week.
Zombies or monsters or sharks. Sharks, guy.
Maybe we should invite Topher on the show.
Topher,
he'd probably fucking do the podcast, dude.
Oh my.
Yeah. He's gonna be like from the fucking Walrus movie, Tusk, and all that shit.
He'll
be
in.
So we were talking about doing some special thing for our 50th episode.
A ghostly, goblin-y, ghoulish giveaway.
If anyone has listened this far into the episode...
You're fucked.
Yeah, exactly. We want to do a little giveaway back. So leave some feedback. Right?
I would say leave a feedback. Yep. But also, since it's fucking Halloween, send us a picture of your best Halloween costume.
That's a good idea.
That you ever wore. It could be this year what you're going to wear. Could have been past years. Could have been what you wore as a kid. I think we'll have a couple categories because we got a few giveaways.
What if it's your sexy girlfriend? Why don't you send us that picture?
You two better lay off my new lady.
I wasn't talking about you. I meant the listener.
Oh.
But
oh,
yes, dude. But since you mention it, what could we give her?
We're them fucking nudes.
Does she want some elf pogs? I mean, come on.
I know this guy. Hey. I saw your new girlfriend. She's hot.
I just want to know, is she going to invest or not?
So basically, like, we'll do the giveaway. We'll post about it on Instagram.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's basically just
I think we'll have a couple categories. Maybe we'll have, like most original costume, best, like, 80s costume. Like, if if you have pictures from, like, you as a kid.
Like, no. Here's how we're going to judge it. Like, full tit. A fucking just like half a fucking areola, and then like a fucking like
best nude.
You know those reindeer ones in like the winter where they show half the boob?
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, and it looks.
I want one of those.
Nice, I'm in.
Pasties.
So you heard it.
Seriously, we have some.
Justin
cool
and
stuff.
Matt are judging just best tits.
We're gonna give out some prizes based on Ghostbusters. So we have some Ghostbusters stuff we want to give out as prizes. So for your costumes, let us know. With your pictures, we're gonna post it on, you said, Instagram. I'm hoping we do it on Twitter.
And if we get a couple Ghostbuster costumes, the best one of those has to
be. Oh, fuck it.
So,
hey.
Like,
yeah.
So it's all nice shit, dude.
It is some nice shit.
Spread no expense.
Spread no expense.
I mean, okay, we gave away last time, so we have three listeners who can vouch that we do
give
away.
Oh, absolutely.
And
yeah.
We posted it. I think we tagged them. In
yeah,
post.
So we sent some nice shit. It'll be random shit. We're not going to tell you what it is.
I mean, it's good shit, dude. We'll take a photo for Instagram of it all tied together. I think so.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
I wasn't disagreeing. I just got caught in a Mel Gibson there. Mel Gibson.
It's that point of the night when Mel Gibson comes out. It's the ghost of Mel Gibson who takes over your body and he makes you say stupid shit.
Help, I'm stuck in a movie and I can hear what women think.
No, that my friend is Mel Gibson. I am Mel Gibson.
Give me back my son.
I want my meatballs.
I did not kill my horse.
I did not
hit her.
I also hope that any of the listeners us know.
Nobody cares.
Let us know about any ghost movies that we're not thinking of right now, because I'm sure there's a good one that we're like, oh, shit, you know.
Yeah, pretty much, man. Right. But yeah, definitely fucking look us up on Instagram, Twitter, and Anchor FM. What else is there? Facebook at Geek Life HQ.
Yeah, there's a bunch of shit. But I before we cut off, fucking thank you guys for listening to 50. And thank you two fuck faces for showing up for 50.
And who has listened to all 50?
Is there anybody that can
I haven't listened to the 49th, so I can't say. No.
You fucking cocksucker.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
You're out.
Fuck that episode 8. What the fuck?
Why episode 8?
The metronome episode, like, oh fuck.
I think that's when you handed the torch over to me.
Yeah,
you
totally
were just
did.
Like, fuck it, I'm not doing it anymore.
Maybe I know it'll be past our 50th, but when we get to 100, we should do a box fan giveaway.
Last,
you know what?
Fan.
I like it. I absolutely like it, and we'll do it on an Amazon Prime Day, so we can get the Lasco box fans.
Because by the time it'll be another 50, so it'll be October probably, or September somewhere,
or sooner. We're just starting doing 5 a week.
We're just gonna record a whole year.
Calm down, dude. It's not coke.
We're just gonna record 356 episodes in one day. There, gang. We're gonna do 2 tree an hour.
Yeah, 2 tree an hour, 2 tree minutes apiece.
Hey, can we get some sausages?
Maybe our 100th episode will be at a nude beach.
Praise be to Miller.
Drinking Miller Lights on a nude beach.
Oh my god, dude!
All right, guys. Well, thank you for 50 episodes. We do it for you. Actually, no, we do it for ourselves. We don't give a fuck.
I was going to say.
I don't know. I mean,
it's all for us.
I feel like sometimes we do it for them. So maybe we should thank some of the people that have helped us get here, like Taylor from our waitress.
Because we're proxy. Thank you for coming out. Right? Thank you, Steve, Frank, John.
Yep. Yep. Thank you, Bob, Ryan. who else? Thank you, Paul, who always posts those reviews on our Facebook. So he doesn't listen, but I love the guy.
We just want to thank all our buddies, buddy. All right. Well, thank you guys for tuning in.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, that's all.
Thank you, Wilford. Rest in peace.